Fora Health provides treatment, care, and advocacy for all who are affected by substance abuse disorders. For over 50 years, we've helped more than 55,000 people change their relationship to drugs and alcohol. People like Jane. Jane realized...
You are listening to X-Ray FM on KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in Nihalo, Wheeler, Manteca, Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere, 24/7 worldwide at xray.fm. My name is Chelsea, and you're tuned into a new episode of Saturn Star Emo Radio Show. And happy Christmas Eve, everyone who's tuned in. I am here live in studio tonight because, first of all, I don't really celebrate Christmas. I can't really stand Christmas music, and I don't really have any family that lives close to me. So, yeah, I'm here for Christmas. Tonight's episode on Solder Star is going to be all 2025 highlights. I'm going to play some of my very favorite releases that came out this year in the world of like emo, screamo, and hardcore. And we're going to start out with a very solid split 7-inch by two Arizona bands, Stitching, who are from Flagstaff, and My Friend My Urn, who are from Phoenix, Arizona. And both bands just played in Portland last week. That's actually why I wasn't here for my episode, and Jeremy subbed in for me. And both bands were extremely great live. My Friend of My Urn, in particular, is probably my favorite current emo band. They're just extremely raw, have so much like emotion and power behind their music and their vocals, and you could just really, really feel it while watching them play. But we're going to start out first with the Stitching side. This track you're about to hear is called In My Own Two Shoes, again by Stitching, off of their split 7-inch, which actually just came out earlier this month, I think in December. It's very new. Also has really beautiful packaging. So yeah, thanks for tuning in to Saturn Star on X-Ray. Here we go.
Yeah. gosh, you're in practice. Thrust and acceleration. You can't stop. You can't stop. You can't stop. I'm not dying.
forget.
What will always be mine?
Tuned into Setter Star on X-Ray FM. Sorry, there's a little technical difficulty there. I'm doing all 2025 highlights episode. All of the tracks you're hearing on tonight's episode of Setter Star all were released at some point during this past year, the year of 2025, and also happy Christmas Eve. let's see, starting at the top of the hour, you heard Both Sides of a Extremely Solid Split 7-inch by two Arizona bands. First up was Stitching, and their track was called In My Own Two Shoes. After that was My Friend, My Urn, with their track, okay, it's in French, De Nous Aid To. And like I said earlier, My Friend, My Urn in particular is my favorite, probably, like, new band that came out this year, and I've seen them twice, really extremely good. Super excited to see what else they do next. And after that, you heard a track by Royal Cradle. That track was called Contrapuntal at Heart off of their EP, which was released a couple months ago, I think. They're from Little Rock, Arkansas. I premiered a different song from their EP on the show, and I just really love that whole EP. It's so, like, kind of grimy 90s hardcore or emo in such a way that a lot of bands aren't currently doing. So I'm very excited about their music. After that was Juna, who are from LA. That track was called Molar, and that band is made up of, I would say, maybe like veterans of the screamo scene. They have members who are in Nuvo Lascura, La Bella, Dreamcast, and other bands. And they only released two songs, but they're both extremely good, again, because they really know what they're doing and they know how to make a good screamo song because they've done it for many years. After that was First Day Back with their track Moving Out. Moving Out. Off of their album Forward. And First Day Back, I feel like, is the star of this year. Like, their album Forward is probably the most defining emo release of the whole year. They've got tons of praise of that album from all over. It's probably my most listened to album of the year as well. Maybe, like, including older music as well. I listened to it a lot when it first came out. I feel like their music is, like, super fun, very powerful vocals, and they feature a variety of, like, fun instruments, including, like, harmonica and violin in their music, and they've blown up pretty quickly. That was only released in June, but they've already, like, played shows with Algernon and gone on multiple tours and played the East Coast, and I just love their music. After that was My Point of View. That track is called Catapult, and let's see, they're from Denton, Texas, and that was off of a split that was just released with a band called At First. I'm going to play later in the hour. And then after that was Bedlam Bedrest with Great Awakening, who are from LA. That was released at the very beginning of the year in January. Just a short EP, and I think they just played maybe their last show. It's kind of, I don't know, hard to tell what's going on with bands like this. But if that's true, that would have been about a week ago. So yeah, not sure how much more music they're coming out with. And then you just heard Imagine We Had Antlers with the track Let the Kids Have Their Say. And they are a brand new emo band from Phoenix. Again, the music scene in Phoenix is really awesome right now, I think. I really love the energy behind that song, and the whole EP is really fun to listen to. It reminds me of the band Make Me, in a way. Highly recommend checking that out. Coming up next is gonna be Mouth Breather by Gap Year off of their EP, and I think they're from Salt Lake City, Utah, and the song, I just think it's pretty good. I just like it. Again, this is 2025 Highlights on Satterstar, and thanks for tuning in.
Thank you. Every day, I've been for a moment of comfort. sails so we don't have to. A boat docked in no harbors left to sink. Flooded by blindsided statements. Jazz. Am I running from what's behind me or for what's in front of me? Too shallow to tell. I'm sure I've taken this too far now. I'll forget you in my sleep. Incompatible in harm's way. It wasn't that deep. I'll always meet another, for worse or better. Above this hole, holding on the words will always stutter. Together we drown, a shipwreck I've seen. Together we drown, a shipwreck I've seen. Together we drown, a shipwreck I've seen. Together we drown.
I better have. Hey, Derek. How you doing?
years till tuning in to Saturn Star Emo Radio Show here on X-Ray FM, and we're doing 2025 highlights. All the music played today has been released at some point during this year, which is almost coming to a close. You just heard a band called Caught in a Flood, who are from Chico, California, random part of California I really don't know that much about. That track was called Still Growing off of a split with a band called Girls Are Heroes. Before that, you heard Stella with their track Wannabe. Stella is one of my favorite newer bands, playing like kind of second wave inspired, kind of like poppier emo. That's off of their split with the Ritornello Form, which was released earlier this year. They were from Eugene, and I think they moved to New York. I don't know what's up with Stella currently, but that split is pretty solid. Before that was I'll Never Forget Where I Was This Day by At First, who are from San Antonio, Texas. Them and My Point of View, who I played earlier in the hour, are playing in Portland on January 9th at the Levin Community Center, I believe. Pretty excited about that show. Definitely recommend checking it out. I'll post it on my Saturn Star Instagram page if you're interested in finding out the details. Before that was A Shipwreck I've Seen by My Better Half, who are from Seattle, off of their EP. Then before that was a reimagined track by Lord Snow called Incorrective Unconsciousness. They are a really awesome band who came back this year. They were originally active in like the early mid 2010s, and that album and that song was re-recorded with Anne on vocals, who was the original vocalist and left the band and then came back. They played a few shows this year. I got to see them once and they were really, really great. So like kind of an old new song, I guess, a new old song, I don't know. Before that was Olivia, who are from Southern California. They have members in a ton of other bands, and that track is called No Crutch off of their EP. And then you heard Let Me Crawl Back Inside by Open Carry State off of their album I'll Live in This Discomfort. And then they're from Atlanta. Then we started out with Gap Year, who are from Salt Lake City. Have about 1 minute left. We'll play about 1 minute of Circa 40, also a Seattle band. This track is called Lost Mary. Thanks so much for tuning in. Take care.